KTVB News Time, 7:53, 44 degrees in Tyler, 42 degrees in Longview. Folks, it is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTVB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is a pathological liar. In other news, it gets hot in Saudi Arabia. I fully disclaim that I cannot stand Chuck Schumer. I'm sick up to here with his faux somberness and his oh-so-serious countenance as he intones ominously on the existential threat to the Republic posed by whichever common-sense Republican policy has his knickers in a knot this week. It's all performance art. It's an act, and Chuck is a terrible actor. The latest example of Schumer-style mendacity came Wednesday. The government's now been shut down for a month in what's being correctly characterized as the Schumer shutdown, and the federal government's rapidly dwindling ability to spend money is about to bite hard. The Department of Agriculture says that with the cash the department had on hand for the SNAP program, that's called food stamps, now exhausted, about 40 million people who count on food stamps won't get them starting Saturday. Now, that's big. I could do 3 hours on how wrong it is that 1 in 8 Americans rely on the government for food, but let's simply say that a lot of people won't have grocery money this weekend. People who are hungry tend to get a little grumpy. Among the reasons that Schumer won't let his caucus vote on a continuing resolution to keep the government open is that Democrats want to continue taxpayer-funded subsidies for those buying Obamacare health insurance past the expiration of those subsidies on December 31st. Oh, and because Schumer is up in 2026 and he's about to be successfully primaried by far-left loon barmaid turned Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. In other words, he's panicked. So, yesterday, Chucky dropped this little gem.
Because of these vicious, drastic cutbacks, millions will lose their health care altogether. Tens of millions will pay thousands and tens of thousands more for health care. And 51,000 people will die.
Put a sock in it, Chuck. This is a problem of your own making. First, where'd you get 51,000 people? Why not 67,000 or 102,000? And the answer is because it's a made-up number. Whenever a politician tells you that thousands are going to die, you are being played. The subsidies are not an original part of Obamacare. They were enacted in 2021 under the American Rescue Plan as a temporary measure during the pandemic lockdowns. They were extended in 2022 and the December 31st, 2025 sunset date, now at the center of the government shutdown, was added under the mockingly named Inflation Reduction Act. Both laws passed without a single Republican vote. If ending Obamacare subsidies is vicious and drastic, it's on you, Chucky. You and your fellow Dems created the disaster that is Obamacare. You created the existential pain scenario that will always accompany ending a government handout. And people are going to have trouble buying food this weekend because of your intransigence and your fear of losing your job. You midwifed this entire fiasco, Chuck, and now you're peeing on my leg and telling me it's raining. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com, and you tell me. So, here's what to do on what's going to be a beautiful Friday afternoon after work. Head for the grand tasting room at Keepersall. That's because sitting on a covered patio looking at a beautiful vineyard on a fall afternoon is a balm to the spirit. When you get there, ask to try wines from the Keepersall Collection. Tell them I sent you. Your first taste is on me. Then do this. Make it a light dinner by treating yourself to their brand new Italian melt grilled cheese. It's simply great. Made with salami, pepperoni, house-made marinara, and provolone. Grilled to golden perfection. My wine recommendation for this work of art sandwich is my personal favorite, Keepersall's 2020 Texas Syrah. Then for a bit of fun after, head back to the tasting bar and sample Keepersall's full lineup of farm-distilled spirits, all crafted right here in East Texas. To do this, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge from 1.5 miles to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. More at Keepersall.com.